Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
They're going to be a desperate team coming in on Monday night with something to prove, so it's a little scary for me. 5.5 seems like a lot. I think this game goes 24-20. An 0-2 team facing a 2-0 team. Underdogs have been trendy. I think this is going to be a closer game than what we think because that's kind of the history of what this Bills team has been like the last few years.
Quite honestly, I could see this going either way. I could see this completely coming off the track and the Buffalo Bills running crazy all over the Jaguars. On the other side of the coin, this is also a team that, again, has talent on paper. Is this the week that they finally put it together?
Mike Danger.
You got to feel a little bit better about the Bills' chances of not just winning, but winning and covering on Monday night, knowing that Jacksonville right now doesn't seem like there's a lot of buy-in and there's some dysfunction going on there.
Gene Battaglia.
When was the last time they actually struggled against Jacksonville up in Buffalo? The Bills have won the last three up here, so right now I think it's looking good for the Bills to go 3-0.
95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
It is happy hour in the Sports Bar. Man, thank you for joining us, making us part of your weekend and your everyday routine. We know how many options you have for sports information and entertainment. The fact that you choose us on any of our, we counted, 7 platforms is it's much appreciated. You can watch the Sports Bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, our stream on Twitch as well at The Fan Rochester, the free-to-download Odyssey app, your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan, and of course, locally here at 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester, always free as well in the Odyssey app. When you search out the Sports Bar, you'll find all of our guest appearances, and I promise, more of our full shows as well. I'm Danger, that's Battaglia, and Gino, I know we're going to talk about Monday night's game. We don't have a show on Monday afternoon, so we'll give our predictions for Monday night's game here this evening before we cut off for the weekend. But it is a weekend where I'm so excited. It's another weekend where you don't have that kind of building anxiety to leading up to Sunday afternoon kickoff. It's a stress-free football weekend if you're a Bills fan.
Yeah, you can watch Minnesota and taking on the Houston Texans, or how many of these games? I would imagine Cleveland against the Giants might be something that we'll all be kind of keyed in on, because, hey, if you're the Browns and you can pick up a W at home, all of a sudden it doesn't look as bad, and conversely for the Giants, that's you're looking at an 0-3 start there. Yeah, the Jets and Patriots, they all already took care of their business. I'll tell you the game I'm really looking forward to. The fact that Baltimore lost last week, in a way, if you're a Bills fan, I think you want the Ravens to go down and actually win in Dallas, because the Ravens at 0-3, you figure that's not an 0-3 team. So, you know, I'm already looking ahead to next Sunday when Buffalo has to go down to Baltimore. So, Ravens, Cowboys, the loser of that game is in the world of hurt. And I love this, Danger. We're only in week 3. We're talking about teams that really are in danger of falling out of it.
Yeah, and one of those teams are facing the Bills coming up here on Monday night with the early kickoff at 7:30. You'll hear the game on The Fan. Rochester pregame gets underway at 3 o'clock. And when we're talking about just the overall weekend and everything that we're going to do and everything we're going to consume, Gino, can I just take a detour for a quick second here? Because I'm going to start my campaign right now during happy hour on Friday, September 20th.
Okay. Marking this date. Boom.
Here's my campaign. And, Gene, you're a part of this.
All right.
I'm going to do something that I haven't done, attempted, in quite some time.
Watch baseball?
Nope. I'm going to enter my chili into our company chili cook-off. Now, I've modified and I've added some tools to the trade. There's some tools and some weaponry in my arsenal. I'm going to make a brisket Texas chili for our cook-off, our chili cook-off, our Odyssey chili cook-off coming up here on Thursday. Now, I know there's a couple of other chilies and there's a few other dishes that are being entered into this, but it is still a competition. Everybody gets a chance to vote.
This is how serious they take it here. They just changed the rules for this. Did you see this?
Can't vote for yourself.
How was this not a rule beforehand?
Should have been a rule beforehand.
Right.
Now, I entered a chili of mine in the chili cook-off years ago. I don't believe I placed. It was a really crushing blow to my ego. But you know what? Like anybody, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, you work hard, you modify your game, you get stronger at your craft. I'm feeling pretty confident right now that my chili can come in and clean house. You haven't tried my brisket chili. I've shared it with a few friends. I've shared it with family. I'm going to smoke the brisket this weekend, make the chili midweek next week, let it sit on the smoker, let it absorb all of that wonderful flavor, and then serve it up to everybody on Thursday. Now, I know you can't say that I can't ask you for my vote. You've never tried it, but can I at least get you to...
Oh gosh!
You know what I'm serving up. Everybody knows what's being served up by
now,
who.
Now I'm like, now I have to rearrange my plans because going into this,
I know you didn't want to go.
Right? No. I would go, smile.
Yeah, that's
shake
right.
Some hands.
That's what we all do.
And then I call it the Irish goodbye. You know, just kind of, I'm not announcing that I'm leaving, but hey, Gene was here, and then
that's right.
You know, I've got a lot
of
things. We have
stuff to do, including a show that day.
Yeah, we have a show at 3 o'clock. I mean, I would love to like hang out and have some cold ones and eat some chili here. But now that my friend is entering the contest and he really wants to win, now I feel kind of obligated that I actually have to stay. And this is like 2 hours. 2 hours?
It's not going to take 2 hours.
No, come on. It's going to be 2 hours if we have to wait around. Like, this should be half hour, yum, 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 vote, and you're on your way. Like, the days of, like, the massive lunch danger, they're gone. I'm sorry. We're busy.
Look, I know I'm not an official member of Grills Mafia, but I'm going to get after it this weekend with the brisket. And the brisket that is going to, you know, serve is the meat foundation for my chili that I'm going to serve at the Odyssey Chili Cook-Off coming up on Thursday. So I'm actually like really fired up for it. You know, I've got like the pregame jitters that you know people have, and I feel like it's the night before a race. You know, you get the butterflies in the stomach. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. All right. So now, but the thing is, it's blind though, right?
It's blind, but the email today told everybody who is bringing what. So there's a handful of dishes that are being served, but I think there are only three chilies being served.
Okay.
One is mine. One is our buddy Rich, who works in sales for us here, one of our great account executives at Odyssey. And the other is Breezy. I can't lose.
Oh, wait a second.
I can't lose to Breezy.
You're bearing the lead here. So for folks who don't know, Breezy moves... Danger actually manages that station, 98PXY. You've done a great job for not years, decades, buddy. You've been like this pillar in an industry.
25 years. I'm still waiting for my watch.
You're going to wait another 25.
I guess so.
Dude, you cannot lose to Breezy.
I can't.
Like Breezy, she would be the person that would, oh gosh, I forgot about this, Hormel chili, warm it up, throw a little cheese in there. And
I'm not going to say that that's what Breezy will do. I think she's got a white chicken chili that she's going to serve up. Now, you know my stance on beans. If it's a chili with beans, I'm not eating it. I'll for the sake of this competition, I'll sample, but I will not eat, like, I will not have a hearty bite of that chili because I refuse to
that's
consume
a danger
a bean.
Thing. There are plenty of great chilies with beans. So.
Beans suck. Just get those beans out of here.
So you might be penalized though if somebody's looking for. Are you using corn in this chili? What
no,
else
it's
you?
Meat. It's a Texas chili, man. It's all meat.
It's all meat.
That's right. Isn't it? That's the way chili should be. Just meaty. Just meat. That's all I want. If I'm having chili, I want heat. I want meat. And I want to be able to taste it for like half an hour afterwards. Like, ah, it's still with me. That's good. That's good chili.
I'm saying that's your take. There's some other people would say, this doesn't have the accoutrements.
My take back to that was it shouldn't need accoutrements. It should just, the taste alone should be enough. That should be enough.
So you can't vote for yours, but I could be the deciding vote here.
I want you to know that I'm counting on you, and I'm not asking for you to do it. If you think it sucks, then don't vote. I'm not asking for a pity vote. I don't think it sucks.
No, I think it's good.
I think when you try it, you'll be like, damn, that's good. That gets my vote. That's all I'm saying.
Plus, I think there's the prize for this too, right? You just don't get a trophy.
I really don't know. I entered without even knowing what the benefit was, other than I want to win.
No, we don't do anything just for fun. We play football to have fun.
No, I want to win.
We want to win.
I want to win. That's all I care about. I'm entering to win.
Do you play fantasy football for fun? Because come into our league, we play to win.
That's right.
Win.
That's right. All right, back to the Bills. Back to Monday night.
Breathe easy, everybody. Like, after hearing and talking to me, O'Brien, 1010XL, and hearing the stories of who's going to call the plays here for Jacksonville, and Doug Peterson, this is his second go-round as a head coach. Is he really feeling the fire here to figure this out, or did he get the money up front and like, you know, I got my Super Bowl, I'm all good? I just don't think Jacksonville comes in as this team that is going to upend the Buffalo Bills. Travis Etienne aside, Gabe Davis is going to get over on Christian Benford or Kirk or any of the other. Evan Ingram likely not playing in this game. I think there's going to be opportunities. And after how the Bills didn't run last year, and part of that was danger, it was Ken Dorsey not calling running plays. They only attempted 10 runs with their running backs last year. So the game plan was also kind of sketch from the get-go. I really think, and I would point to, it was last year, or was it 2 years ago? A Monday night game against Tennessee at home, and a team that you always had trouble in Nashville, but you mowed over here in the early going. I would believe that the Bills will do this to Jacksonville. I am not saying that it's going to be Jacksonville with the points. I say the Bills cover here, and I think it's going to be, what does Mulet say, a bleu?
A bleu.
I have this 27-10 Buffalo. I think that it's not going to be one of those games where the Bills will come out and all of a sudden they're up 14-0. But by the end, you're going to be like, okay, clearly the Bills are the better team. The extra time for Buffalo also helps out in this regard.
There's a lot going into this game for both teams. I love the vibes around Buffalo right now. I think the vibes in Buffalo are fantastic. There's plenty of reasons to be worried or concerned, but you're not worried or concerned because the guys that have stepped up in the case of the injuries to Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard and you know what you've got going on with DeMar Hamlin back there at safety. Defensively, everybody stepped up. Cam Lewis has stepped up in place of Taron Johnson, right? Jamarcus Ingram had himself a night last Thursday night. So the vibes in Buffalo are unmatched right now. If it was just a pick on vibes, I would be like, yep, Buffalo's got this. And that, I think, does factor into it. The fact that, you know, Josh Allen in that game against Miami didn't have to do anything. He didn't get hit. He had great protection from his offensive line. With Jacksonville coming in at 0-2 and facing 0-3 to start the season, man, that feels like a team that's going to come in desperate. And my fear with Jacksonville is that they have an ability to potentially out-physical the Buffalo Bills. We've seen the Bills so far this year get physical in the run game and mow people over and maul. And I hope that that's what we see. But there have been lapses where Jacksonville specifically has been more physical against the Bills in the Sean McDermott era. I like the Bills to win. I don't like the Bills to cover. I'm kind of with Fates on this one. I think he said 24-20. I'm 24-21. I think the Bills win, but I don't think it's going to be a comfortable win. At least it doesn't feel like it's going to be a comfortable win just because of how much Jacksonville has riding on this game. Now, hearing from Mia O'Brien from 1010XL in Jacksonville yesterday and hearing her talk about the lack of kind of continuity offensively and who's calling plays, and you certainly see what looks like a lack of buy-in on the offensive side of the ball for Jacksonville, is that plays in the Bills' favor, obviously, But I think if you're Trevor Lawrence, this is a wake-up call. You made that money in the offseason. You got your owner calling you out. You have to hear the chirps that are happening, and you have to step up and rise to the occasion. I think this is going to be tight. I don't think it's going to be as comfortable as last Thursday night was, but I do think the Bills come out of Monday Night Football with a win at home.
I want to go back to one thing you said earlier. I forget which guest it was. Was it Thor or Andy? How could you not like the doubleheader? The doubleheader on Monday night should be a thing.
I don't know. Love it. I don't know if I love it. I'm going to be flipping back and forth, and I don't want to flip back and forth.
No, you don't need to flip back and forth. They keep the score bug up there. Like, that's the cool thing is, like, they will throw it back since these are, you know, it's the same family, ABC, ESPN, and the Bills are the first one up, which is kind of telling, right? Because they put Cincinnati, Washington on the network, and the Bills are on ESPN. So who I should look this up. Forgive me. Who is actually calling it on ESPN? Is it?
They're number two. Yeah, who is their number two team?
Yeah,
over
I
there
would think
ESPN?
They're putting Buck and Aikman
Levy?
On.
Levy?
Yeah.
Maybe, it's Levy and the crew.
Yeah.
Lewis Riddick, I would imagine. So, look, it's an interesting weekend ahead for the NFL when you look at some of these matchups and you look at some of these teams that are going to come in and be pretty desperate, you know, and we've talked about them throughout the course of the week. You know, the Eagles rebound against the Saints. The Saints looking to go 3-0 with Philadelphia, licking their wounds from a game that they should have won on Monday night. Will the Buccaneers remain undefeated in dispatch of Denver at home? What does Miami look like without Tua as they travel to the Pacific Northwest and take on Seattle? Rams and Niners is a great matchup. And the late window on Sunday afternoon is exquisite. Get your honey-do list out of the way early on Sunday because you've got Niners, Rams, Ravens, Cowboys, Lions, Cardinals in the late afternoon window. Sunday night, Chiefs, Falcons, fine. But that late afternoon Sunday window is chef's kiss.
All right. You're not getting Buck and Aikman, but you're getting this crew here, Danger. Would you rather have Buck and Aikman or Chris Fowler, Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, and your sideline reporter is Laura Rutledge?
That's a good crew.
Yeah, it is a good crew.
It's a good crew.
It's better. Do you remember they used to do the... You know, the second when they would do the double headers, always like a West Coast. And, hey, it's Mike and Mike calling the game from Oakland tonight.
I remember that, and I remember, of course. I mean, how do we forget?
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life this night making his head coaching debut.
Sergio Dipp was never heard from again. But that was the Beth Mowins, Rex Ryan game.
Rex Ryan, Sergio Dipp. Is there, like, it'll never be topped. That is...
That's it. You want to talk about kickers getting the ips. That's a broadcaster getting the ips, poor guy.
I think right now, Vance Joseph is actually having the time of his life.
And then Buck can't let it sleep.
No.
Buck has to rub his nose in it. Poor guy.
That was following week, I think, the Broncos head coach was...
So Buck and Aikman, look, there's... I know that a lot of fans, you know, have strong opinions on the primetime, you know, whether you're talking about Tirico and Collinsworth, Buck and Aikman. Buck and Aikman to me are still, there's a bigness to their broadcast. There's a bigness to their call. However, it's not lost on me. Last week, I was worried about Aikman. Aikman, throughout the entirety of the game between the Eagles and the Falcons, it wasn't Bijan Robinson, it was B.J. Robinson. I'm like, does he know it's Bijan and not B.J.? Is B.J. a nickname?
Aikman is so big, I was wondering, wait a second, maybe we've been doing it all wrong along. Maybe he actually goes by B.J.
Yeah, maybe. That was, and you know, look, last week we talked about this. The five-hour love affair with Jason Kelce on ESPN was just a little bit too much to stomach. I know you're in Philadelphia. I know it's the Eagles' home opener, but my God, are we objective at all? There were people from Atlanta watching that game as well. I don't know that we'll get. Uh, I don't know. Maybe that crew that's coming to Buffalo, maybe it's the same. Maybe that's just the MO moving forward for ESPN. Hey, we're visiting this town, and we're not going to talk about Jacksonville for the entirety that we're in Buffalo. It'll be nothing but flaming tables and Buffalo wings leading up to it.
In fairness, and I know we have one Falcon fan listener because I brought this up in the past, but like that is like as far as a fan base, nameless, faceless. You're the second most popular football team in your town, Georgia football, I would say is more like the Atlanta Falcons. You're not offending anybody by not talking about the Falcons here.
Well, you're offending Arthur Blank. I mean, he's got to get his name up in the Ring of Honor this
Arthur
weekend.
Blank. This is hilarious. We touched on this yesterday. Chiefs, Falcons, and they do every team does their Hall of Fame, right? And the Falcons entering in their Hall of Fame is the owner. I mean, is it? I would like to be in the Hall of Fame.
Do you think he did what I just did with the chili cook-off? Maybe a little campaign, internal campaign?
Or was it like a Chip and Dale, like from, we insist, you must be in, but no, I cannot. Mr. Blank, you have to be in our Hall of Fame. Mr. Blank,
okay,
please.
Fine.
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Humble. By the way, have all the soda you can drink and a couple of hot dogs and bags of chips on me.
These billionaire owners crave attention just like many other so-called celebrities. If you get a chance here, we didn't touch on this because there's so much going on, but read the piece on ESPN, the campaign by Bob Kraft, to get into the Hall of Fame. He wants this so bad. He sees Jerry Jones in the Hall of Fame. He sees other owners in the Hall of Fame. How could I not be in the Hall of Fame? I don't know, like Deflategate maybe?
Yeah, you're a cheater.
Cheater, yeah.
You're an absolute cheater. And then you had that whole scandal with the rub and tug down there.
That's like right up on the list. The Orchids of Asia there.
Oh, you remember the name of the place.
Well, I just read the article.
Good memory. Oh, it was in the article, the campaign?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it's like that's a big strike.
There's another guy I'm worried about. You know, they showed him last night on the Thursday night broadcast. He's one of these guys. I didn't realize that people still did this. He's one of these guys that will sit on the seat, but not set the seat down all the way. He'll like, the seat is in its full upright motion, and he'll sit on the seat just to kind of get a little bit more height. He was doing that last night. You know what I'm talking about?
Like you need a booster chair or you got to sit on a phone book. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I realize like, that's kind of hot.
Why would you sit like that? That doesn't look comfortable. Like it was weird to see him sitting like that. He wasn't sitting fully in the seat. He was sitting, but he was sitting on the seat as it was still in its upright position with the folding part, you know, still upright instead of down where you would actually sit on it. And I saw it and I'm like, you know, it's a billionaire. Why is he sitting like that? He didn't have to. He's a billionaire. He can sit wherever he wants. He's choosing to sit like that. Who chooses to sit like that? So I'm a little nervous, a little worried about Mr. Kraft there as well, campaigning to get into the Hall of Fame. You know what? You do this long enough and you kind of see how the sausage is made and you realize everything is kind of manufactured.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, if Mr. Pegula, we would love to have you on the Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame. Oh, yeah. Look, I joke about that. Who was like one of the first guys to go up? Ralph Wilson. Oh, you know, we should name the stadium. Yes, I insist. That was also egregious, too. Like, what the hell? Sell the naming rights so we're not paying so much tax revenue.
Right. At the time, it seemed ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
It was ridiculous. When everybody else in the NFL was making millions and millions off of naming rights.
I'm going to name the stadium after me.
Nope.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson, would you consider this large pile of money to just put our company's name on the stadium? No, it is my name on the stadium. Okay. It doesn't seem like a great business move, but you're the boss. Amazing. We'll get to a round of shots next on The Fan.
Yeah, it's something we haven't talked enough about today, Danger. What we saw last night down in Miami with Shohei Ohtani. Fantastic. Unbelievable. Will Carmelo Anthony's son actually be going to Syracuse? He kind of spoke about that. We've got that. And now, first Dan Campbell, now we got somebody else who's having their privacy invaded here. And where's the line when it comes to this stuff?
Oh, yes. Passionate fans. They're just passionate fans. Uh-huh. Of course they are. We'll get to a round of shots. Don't forget about Last Call. You could share your predictions for Monday night as well before we close up shop. 866-4326 is our phone number. 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Friday saw just a walkthrough for the Buffalo Bills as they're getting ready for the Jaguars on Monday. Ed Oliver is primed.
Yeah, I'm ready. Ain't nothing like a primetime game, Thursday night or Monday night game at home. So it's going to be loud. It's going to be, you know, under the lights. So I kind of got used to playing under the lights last year, playing later games, a different time game. So I like playing underneath the lights.
There will be a practice tomorrow, team off on Sunday. And then Monday, our pregame coverage will begin at 3 o'clock, 7:30 the kickoff from One Bills Drive. College football begins tonight with Syracuse at home against Stanford. Tomorrow here on The Fan, St. John Fisher football looking to get their first win of the season. They take on Keystone. Our coverage tomorrow begins at 11:30 a.m. Final weekend of the season for the Rochester Red Wings as they host the Iowa Cubs. Gene Battaglia on the sports leader, The Fan Rochester.
Bills, Sabres, Amherst, your home for live sports is 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Happy hour continues. Time for a round of shots.
Yeah, more on tonight's game. It is not a sellout at the Dome, but expectations are high for the Orange nonetheless. They're an 8.5-point favorite over this new ACC team, Stanford. 7:30, the kickoff on ESPN. Look, let's be honest, it's not your best lineup for college football this Saturday. We have better things on the horizon, but here's the best of it. The noon kickoffs feature number 3, Ohio State at home against Marshall. That'll be on Fox. Number 21, Clemson hosting NC State on ESPN at that time. The best matchup might be at 3:30 on CBS at the Big House, where number 18, Michigan, hosting a newcomer to the Big Ten. Number 11, USC, the Trojans, a 5.5-point favorite. Number 17, Notre Dame, also on at 3:30 on NBC. They take on Miami of Ohio. And Coach Prime, once again, in prime time, Colorado taking on Baylor, 8 p.m. on Fox.
I think I saw that Colorado football is down 55% from this time last year. The shine is kind of worn off on Coach Prime, and much as usually the case, like, we build them up and then we can't wait to tear them down. And you know what? With Coach Prime, I think the guy has kind of turned out to be a little bit of a BSer, right?
Well, like, it's a lesson in life. I don't know if he's a BSer or it's all about managing expectation. When he burst onto the scene and they're winning games and they're having a style, like, well, you just set the expectation. Not only will you win games, but you're going to be a playoff team and you're going to be doing these great things. It's difficult to build a program. It really, really is. They had one win two seasons ago. So is there any shame from going from one win to four wins as they did last year? And then maybe you get to seven this year, but you set the bar so high and now, you know, when I'm hearing the Feinbaum like quotes, like he's gaslighting everybody. Like, yeah, there's some things going on. Nobody is criticizing your players in this regard. Nobody is saying anything like
that. That's right. Yeah. Maybe he's trying to do that to fire his guys up or use it as some sort of motivation when there isn't a need to do that. I just think that the guy has kind of proven to be a charlatan, and I don't know that I necessarily believe what he says when he says it anymore. I don't know that I ever did. It's fun. It's entertaining. And I want to see them do well because I think when they do well, it's good for college football. But I also think if you're going to talk the way he talks, you need to be able to back it up. And this team just hasn't been able to back it up. That offensive line is terrible. And so there's clearly some deficiencies on that roster. That includes, you know, a couple of his kids and you know, a guy that will go in the first round, Travis Hunter, who's exquisite. He's an unbelievable player. So.
Yeah, there's talent, no doubt. Talking about great athletes and their sons, Carmelo Anthony's son is Kyan Anthony, and he's a 4-star basketball recruit. He'll be making his decision soon. Talking with Meyer Medcalf of ESPN, Carmelo's son says Syracuse is a finalist, but dad never pushes it on him just because dad's name is on the gym there, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Kyan Anthony says he's going to choose from these finalists: Syracuse, Auburn, USC, Florida State, Ohio State, and Rutgers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rutgers. It'll be in the next 2 months, and he expects to take another visit to Syracuse before his final decision.
All right. Let's see the wheels in motion here, right? What's this all about? How much of an offer can we make him to get him to come to Syracuse? How much are they going to give him an NIL? What's it going to take?
Is that in his best interest, though? I'm just asking, just for the same way, and this might not be the best analogy, but we brought this up, like, as a streak-free agent, we're like, no, Chad Kelly should not come to Buffalo. This is not the best environment. He's not his uncle. Like, would this put undue pressure on
Would it
Kyan?
Be a bad look for Syracuse to not be able to sign a 4-star recruit who's the son of one of your best basketball players of all time? Is that a bad look for the university?
Some would say yes, and for the reason I just mentioned, I would say no. If it's because I want to go develop, if you're being honest, he's not a 5-star basketball recruit. You have to understand, go back in time. Carmelo Anthony was one of the greatest recruits that Syracuse ever landed, okay? Coming out, like, whoa, we got Carmelo. And then he freaking delivers. And that's why, fast track, hey, what you saw was real. You saw it as a recruit. You saw it 1 year. And then he's in the NBA as the number 3 overall pick. His son isn't that. So can we manage the expectation on that? And will everybody, if he comes here, be cool about that? If he's going to be a freshman and maybe not, maybe get a few minutes or maybe not. That's again, I think it's kind of cool that Syracuse, just don't go to Rutgers.
Well, I think that Rutgers, I mean, he's probably from the tri-state area, right? Like, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Carmelo, and he was married to the girl from MTV, right?
Yeah, Lala. Lala. Yeah, I don't know where they settled down. I should know.
I wonder if that, but he was playing for the Knicks at that time, and maybe there is something to Rutgers. I for selfish reasons, want to see him end up at Syracuse. I think it's a little bit of a bad look if Syracuse, he's a four-star recruit. You're right. It's not a loss if they don't sign him, but I think it's a little bit of a bad look. Like, Carmelo doesn't think highly enough of this program that his own son would go there.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Syracuse really didn't have a training facility for their basketball program. Then Carmelo said, okay, we're going to fix that. The Carmelo Center. It's really nice. Not Woj with this report, but rather, remember, Woj retired, Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, Ramona, step up into that insider role. Go on.
Joel Embiid and the Sixers agreeing to the three-year $192.9 million max extension.
Jeez.
Guarantees the former MVP a total of $299.5 million through 2028-29.
Amazing. Just amazing amount of money being thrown at NBA players. That's fantastic.
Here's my take on Embiid, right? Because we all hate load management. This is the guy you need load management for. Play him sparingly. Who cares? You just stumble into the playoffs, okay? If you can have him healthy and kind of starting out, I would just really limit his minutes.
I would wonder then why you would give him the 3-year max. I mean, we know how great he is when he's on the court, but I think a part of that is you got to be on the court, dude. We need you out there. We don't want to be a 6 seed. We don't want to be in the play-in tournament. We want to be one of the best teams in the East. We want home court advantage in the early rounds of the playoffs. I just hate load management so much, and I know he's injury prone. I get it. Like,
right. So,
but he's injury prone. Then why are you paying him all this money if he's that? If he's injury prone, then make him somebody else's problem.
Because he was either going to get paid by Philly or somebody else would have said, "Oh, come on in here." So, yeah, for the Sixers, the team that just can't get over the top there. If that wasn't the greatest single game performance at the plate, Danger, last night, please tell me what was. Shohei Ohtani, I'm sure everybody knows by now. 6 for 6, 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, homer number 51, steal number 50, first 50-50 man in Major League Baseball history. Part of the credit here, too, should actually go to Marlins manager Skip Schumacher. It's the 7th inning. Runners for the Dodgers on 2nd and 3rd, first base is open. This game meant something to the Marlins. I'm sure they're walking him. Schumacher can be seen mouthing, F that, I'm not saying the word, meaning pitch to Ohtani, you coward, don't walk him. Ohtani then hits a 3-run homer.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have thought that maybe if it's the Padres or some team like that, yeah, he's getting
it. You issue the intentional walk. What I also find fascinating about this Major League Baseball season, specifically Shohei Ohtani, and he's probably going to win the MVP. I don't think he should, but I think he probably will win the MVP, right? This is something that's never been done before. He's remarkable. He might go down as the best player of our life. Of our lifetime, the best player ever in Major League Baseball. It wouldn't be a stretch to say that, right? And just a few months ago, this guy was mired in a controversy that would have made him, you know, one of the most maligned Major League Baseball players of all time. This gambling controversy where his interpreter is gone and gone away for a long time. And we've just kind of forgotten, like, the way Ohtani's people in Major League Baseball made this go away with the haste that they made this go away. I don't know if I should be scared or impressed. All of it, like, it was, you know, nobody's asking questions about it anymore. He's proven innocent. We can move on. He's a 50-50 guy. We love Shohei. He's probably the MVP. All of these things, and we forget that just at the beginning of this season, not that long ago, just a few short months ago, this guy was wrapped up in a really ugly gambling controversy.
Yeah, and this, like you mentioned, the speed of which they made this go away, and the interpreter just admitting guilt, and that's it.
Gone.
Okay, nothing else to see here, folks. Either this interpreter is like one of the biggest crooks of all time, or is he the biggest fall guy of all time? Like, trace the money. Like, is his family getting taken care of? I mean, we're allowed to wonder about all of this.
Yeah.
Because Ohtani's name, that's coming from his bank account. and the Fed just kind of looked the other way. What makes this difficult is the obvious. You've got a culture barrier here. You've got a language barrier. And for us on the outside and for the media, it can be kind of difficult, but it's one of those things that we should have in the back of our mind.
And maybe it's an honor thing. Maybe the interpreter realized, hey, I better fall on the sword in order for him to be the great player that everybody knows he can be and not have this...
Fall on your sword, give your life?
Yeah, basically.
Give your life.
Like, I that's how much I admire you. That's how important we feel as a culture you are, that you can be the greatest of all time. Unless, if this is pegged to him in any way, then he's got a black cloud over his legacy. Let me eliminate that black cloud. Let me ruin my life so that yours can flourish.
See, like Ohtani has an ability that you and I don't think the majority of us would not either. Ohtani was involved in this, and again, authorities said he's not, so we have to go under the premise that he's not. Wouldn't this be like a great distraction? Wouldn't you be furious if somebody robbed you? Somebody very close to you schemed like that and robbed you, and how could that not carry over to the field? How could that not impact everything in life? And yet, hey, it's August, and here's Shohei's dog throwing out the first pitch. You know, like they have just completely redone the image. Danger, this is at a level where the NFL had an alleged double murderer in handcuffs in the orange jumpsuit. Shame, shame, shame. And now he's a player in the Hall of Fame we all celebrate in Ray Lewis. The Ray Lewis makeover was unbelievable. I thought the NFL could never be topped. And again, Ohtani might just be, like, legally, he is just a tremendous victim of this, but the fact that nobody even brings this up anymore.
Nope, we've moved on. The news cycle moves on way too quick, and it's a great season. It's an unbelievable accomplishment. He's going to go down as the best ever, but I'm not going to forget that what happened earlier this year, and how I mean, it's impressive, I think. I think it really is impressive how they were able to take what would have been a real tarnished image at the start of the season and turn this guy into a deity. And it, one guy falling on the sword. And if it's all true, then it's all true. And everything kind of washes out. But I still have questions, and I still can't believe that they moved as quickly as they did to clean this story up.
There is a story here, Danger, coming up. If I'm forecasting stories next week in the sports bar here, this will be a story. It'll be happening during our show on Thursday of next week. What am I talking about? Well, the Texas Rangers will be playing at the Oakland Coliseum, 3:37, first pitch local time on the East Coast. I should say East Coast. It'll be, you know, whatever time out there, 12:37, getaway day. That will be the final game in Oakland.
Oh.
So that's coming up on Thursday. Now, in advance of that, beginning the homestand, the New York Yankees. So it's the Yankees' last trip ever to the Bay, playing on the East Bay, I should say, in Oakland tonight. For the Yankees, seems like they avoided a major injury here as outfielder Juan Soto got x-rays just to make sure. He went in hard to the wall to try to catch a foul ball last night. He did catch it, but man, that cost him. Soto vital to the Yankee lineup. He's batting .286 this season, 40 home runs, 120 runs scored, 103 RBI, and he's going to make a lot of money, whether that's from the Yankees or somebody else.
Yankees got to re-sign him. I mean, it's not even a question. They have to re-sign him.
Well, do the Yankees re-sign him, and do the Mets re-sign Alonso? See, I think Alonzo's a different case. Alonzo's older, number one. He plays a position that is not as valuable. First baseman, you can kind of plop there. So by the end of the contract, he's basically Albert Pujols, meaning like he's going to be a DH. Also, Danger, let me just kind of take a second.
Go ahead.
Just stating facts.
Go ahead.
For the first time in New York Mets history, they've scored double-digit runs in three consecutive games. You're not hitting the music for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to be impressed?
Mets fans, rise. This is our time. No more being called misfits. No more being put down. This is a team you can take great pride in. As the Mets, two games up on Atlanta, as we are entering the final nine games of the regular season. How many, Mike Danger? Yeah. I'm feeling confident that 2 weeks from now, we will have the return of New York Met playoff baseball. Oh, it's bad for the show, Gene. It's not really good when your team wins. Danger has no response.
I don't have any response because you're just doing it all for me. Go ahead. Keep going. I shouldn't care. I really shouldn't care anymore, but I don't want to see it happen to you again. I really don't want to see you disappointed, and you're getting yourself way too wound up over this. You need to act like you've been there before.
So fun.
If this is going to be a playoff team, then you need to act like you've been there before. And you have, by the way. When was the last time the Mets were in the postseason?
That was a loss to the Padres a few years ago.
Yeah, it's in...
Yeah, 2021.
Okay, so before the goofy dad rap.
Yeah, that was
against
the
Phillies.
That's what it's in. Yeah. Finally, we had a story about lines at Coach Dan Campbell, the coach having to move because people found out where he lived. And, well, you need more privacy than that. Well, now comes this story out of Nashville where Titans quarterback Will Levis was getting random text messages berating him for his recent performances and losses to the Bears and Jets. Yes, the cell phone number Will Levis was somehow leaked. Well, it's not leaked anymore. He changed numbers.
Just get a grip, fans. Get a grip. Knock it off. You're trash. You're a trash human being if this is what you do. It's unbelievable to me that anybody would think that any of that is acceptable.
If you're a few in.
No excuse. There is no excuse. You are a trash human if you think sending a text message or even a direct message on social media, or even worse, like what we had with Dan Campbell, going to his house. What is wrong with you? Get a grip.
My buddy Andy once crank called Dan Dierdorf, had his number. Dan Dierdorf, hello? Yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Fat Ass, please.
Now that I can get behind.
You can get behind.
It's just a little fun. Having a little fun at old Dan Dierdorf's expense. If you missed any of today's show, we'll get it up and on demand for you wherever you get your podcasts. They're free to download. Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, Thorin Eystrom from Fantasy Life, Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy, both of our guests. We thank them for joining us. We'll be back on Tuesday on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.